So I think I'm supposed to start right this second. So hi, I'm Leonard. I'm going to talk about multi-profile UKIs and other ways to supercharge your unified kernel images. I only got 20 minutes, like everyone else here. I have some slides here. I try to keep myself short, but it's not a disaster if we don't go through all of them. I really like questions, so don't hesitate to ask them. I mean, don't ask them if I have to answer in a novel, but yeah, please interrupt me. So UKIs, what's that again? UKIs is an acronym short for Unified Kernel Images. I hope that most of you, given that you came to this dev room, already know what that is roughly. But if you don't remember, it's a single UEFI PE binary consisting of the systemd stub, EFI stub, a kernel image, a traditional one, and an inner ID. A kernel command line, a device tree if you need that, a boot splash if you want that, and maybe a couple of other things. But the gist is all that together in one PE binary, that's a unified kernel binary. We've wrote a spec about that. In particular, Luca did that, I guess, so that it kind of formalized a little bit all of this and how the sections, like the PE sections, PE binary sections, are supposed to be called. What's the benefit of having UKIs? Of course, robustness. There's only going to be, like, if you boot, the firmware only needs, ultimately, in the best case, only read a single file of the ESP and can boot it. So that's very easy. You can update it very easily, right? Like, because you can put the file in place under a temporary name and then sync everything to disk and then rename it and sync it again. And that's a very simple, robust way how you can update your kernels, which is quite beneficial. So yeah, it's also secure in the sense that, yeah, if it's one file, you can sign it as a whole, you can measure it as a whole, it can be authenticated by regular firmware, UEFI firmware authentication, like Secure Boot stuff and maybe even Shim if you have them in between. So this all is great. I think I did a talk about this last year or something, so I kind of hope that everybody knew everything I had on my slides here before already. So what I'm going to talk today about is about the issues with that design, right? Like, I mean, it's a fantastic design. It gives you all the reproducibility, all the robustness, all the security and things like that. But it comes at certain drawbacks. It's not trivially locally modifiable. It's a strictly uniform image. Like whenever you deploy this, it's going to be the same thing everywhere. And because of all the security properties of the measurements and of all the, and particularly the authentication via Secure Boot, local modifications are not possible. That's great for many use cases, but it's terrible for many others. In particular, like people on, like hackers in particular, are kind of more used to changing things locally. So, we try to figure out. So, yeah, on one hand, we have this beautiful uniform thing, but on the other hand, people want to make modifications. How do we kind of make that possible? We came up with a couple of solutions. Like, the first one is EFI add-ons, like Luca added that mostly. The EFI add-ons are basically these little PE files that look like executables, but actually do not contain any code. They are just envelopes with all the other stuff that I had on the earlier slides. Like, for example, an extra init ID, an extra kernel command line. It's mostly about the kernel command lines, but it can also carry the other stuff. CPU microcode or whatever else. They are authenticated because they are PE binaries. They are authenticated like any PE binary via Secure Boot, via Shim. So this is solution number one to this problem. There's another solution that we came up with. It's called systemd credentials. They are not authenticated by Secure Boot.